Yesterday I was in the car for over 4 hours driving to Woodmere from Passaic during rush hour and from Woodmere from Passaic to Passaic during rush hour. I could have got to Philadelphia and back in less time. But I did have occasion to listen to a lot of Shirim in the car. So I was listening to a couple of Shirim from Rishakhtu and Yande Bishal Shiyan Azara. So he mentioned something which I think I had heard from him once before, but it wasn't fresh in my memory, that we have quoted a Rabbi Kiveg at the beginning of the Simon, who suggested, based on a suffix in the Rashba, that you should be machmir, even if your kira is goof of a tuma, not to put something on that is lo nisvashim kamachal ben drusai when Shabbos begins, right? And the steam of Shulchan Aruch is not the way. And Kiveg raises a suffix based on the suffix of the Rashba, that you should be machmir, even if it's garva katum, if it's not nisvashim kamachal ben drusai, not to put it on. So Rishachter pointed out that there were different minhagim in different parts of Europe what to do. The minhag in Litta was like the stimas lashon shulchan aruch, that there's no problem putting a kettle of hot water on the blech 5 minutes before Shabbos. And the minhag in Galicia was not the way. I was very excited yesterday. Galicia was in the top of the news that they reported that the U.S. embassy moved from Kiev, which somehow, I don't know why they call it Kiev now. So it's Kiev. They say Kiev. So the U.S. Embassy moved from Kiev to Lviv, which is in western Ukraine, which is what we Jews know as Lember, where the Beis Yitzchak was the rabbi, Shalom Nation was the rabbi. So I was excited that the halacha capital of Galicia was the top story of the news yesterday, although not for good things. But anyway, so Rishach said the meaning of Galicia was like Rabbi Kiveger, not to put a kettle on the black right before Shabbos, but to put it up a few hours before Shabbos to make sure it would be properly cooked. And Rishachter said that the Rav told the story that, you heard this?
Ramon quotes the story. I was shocked.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
in the Sefer?
Yeah.
You quote it from Rishachter?
Yeah. No, the Rishachter has a Nefesh Rav, and I think Ramon quotes it from Nefesh Rav.
He goes from Nefesh Rav, right. So Rishachter tells the story that that the couple came to the Rav because they're having Shalom Bayis problems. And the husband accused the wife of being Michal Shabbos. What was the story? The story was that the wife came from a Galician family, and she always put the water on in the kettle right before Shabbos. And the husband came from a Litvish family. Sorry, the other way around. The wife came from a Galician family, so they would put it up right before.
Even if it wasn't.
No, she came from the Lizvisher family, I guess, where right, where they put it up right before Shabbos, and the husband came from the Galatiana family, and that wasn't their practice. I think what?
So Rimok was more, I don't know if Rishachter said this or not.
Yeah.
But he said that the couple they want to get divorced over this issue.
Right.
And then the Rav said, it could be it's Kedai to be Machmir, like in Galicia, but it's definitely not Kedai to get divorced over it.
So I don't think Rishachter said exactly that question, but right, they came to get divorced. I don't think he quoted the rabbi like that. But right. I think more common practice more is to be machmir on this. That's how I grew up. That's how my wife grew up. But Rishachter says there are different monogamy in different communities in New York. Okay. So till now we've been discussing the Isser of Hachzara and the parameters under which Hachzara is permissible. There's another pseudo category that Paulson talk about, which isn't really a category, it's kind of a default, and it doesn't really appear explicitly in the Gemara, but that's what is termed loosely Nesina or Nesina Mechadash, which essentially means putting something back on the flame where you didn't fulfill the Tanai Hachzara. Let's say you had something on the flame and then you took it off and you are Meniach HaGabi Karka and it wasn't Idel Hatzir and then you put it back on. So that is colloquially referred to by poskim if Nesin or Nesina Mechadash. It's not a category that exists as such in the Gemara, but it's kind of a default category. There is a Lashon of the Rashba on Daf Nema Mudeis in the Kalmakam Mitzabra, the middle of the paragraph there. So the Rashba has a line, Nema Mudeis. The Afa Pisha Asu Lahafsi Al Gabi Kira Shayna Gufa, Vilite Lechachila Fil Gufa Tuma. Right, so you just mavli on that line. you're not allowed to be machzir on a key rashi in a gufa k'tuma, and you can't be nosin lechachila even a gufa k'tuma. That's the one line in a rishon that kind of uses this term of nesina mechadash or nesina lechachila in this context. But what we'll talk about going forward today and next time, Mitzvah Hashem, is situations where there may be grounds that the nesina mechadash may be permissible under certain circumstances. And Toch Kedei, we'll go back and plug up some holes in our analysis of the Tanai Hasara. So the first subtopic that we'll address, and I apologize, I was late in sending out new Marmar Komos. I just put up some new ones a little while ago, but we're going to talk about that now. And that's the category of smicha, of putting something not on the fire, not on top of the tanu, not on top of the kira, not inside the kira, but near the kira, even in a place where it could be just led this bow, but it's not on or in the kira per se. So that's the sugya of the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara has the first long line, Ibailuhu mahu lismochba. Are you allowed to put the kedera samuch le kira? Tocha v'gaba aser. So is it only usr if it's inside the kira or on top of the kira? Or is it even usr if it's samach l'kira? Or, is it permissible samach l'kira? Or maybe it's usr even samach l'kira. Then the Gemara brings a series of attempted rayas. What is the shayla of the Gemara here? Is the Gemara asking about shahiyah? Is the Gemara asking about hakzara? Is Gemara asking about both? So we already saw in Reish Gimel Aleph that as far as Shehi is concerned, there is a heter of being masmich, of putting something samach l'kira for Shehiyah. But is that all the Gemara is talking about here? Is the Gemara talking about Hafzara as well? So the Rif, Tezayin Amin Aleph B'dapei Rif, assumes. He actually quotes this Gemara as one of the rayas that we paskin, that he paskins like the Chachamim, the Chananya, and not like Chananya. We'll read a few lines together inside. The Rif on Chesayin and Manalis. He quotes the Gemara. Bottom of Tesav and Bezi, by Luhu, Hilo Yitin Loyaxer, who have Alisha's Mashin, Alphagam Shena Garvin Katum, Masisa Hananyahi, Adilma Hilo Yite, Loyishahu, Vafilishos, the Garvin Katamini Lola. Pliga the Hananya. Fine. The Gemara has a shock of Ataria. Umaskana, the Loyite, Loyishahu, Vafilishos, Igarvin Katamini Lola, Koshekin Lassir. Fine. Umistabral and the Hachihu, that we pass in like the Chachamin. The Hachi Maskana, the Basu the Shaklita Vatrin on Ibailahu, Mahu Lismachla, Tokh of the Gabu the Asaval's Lismach Shapir Dame, Odilma Loshna. Umidarmina and Tokh of the Gabu who the Asir, Shamina the Asir Lishos, Algabe, Kira, Shaena Grufa, the Ketuma. So he understands that the fact that Gemara frames the question. As do we distinguish between Toch of a Gaba and Lismoch? And then the Gemara brings a Raya from the first Tashma of the Gemara. The Rif goes on to say, Tashma, back to the Gemara, Lama Zayin and Mabez. Shtei kiras hamas imos, achas grufa v'ktuma v'achas sheda grufa v'ktuma, mashin agabi grufa v'ktuma, v'alfa gavdis kasalag lehavla me'idach. So the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa that's talking about shehiyah and not talking about hafzara. So the Rif understands, number one, that the Gemara's shaila here is a shaila about shehiyah. The Gemara is poshet the shaila about shehiyah from the brisa that is mechalik between shehiyah and smicha, that you can be shoha, that you can't be shoha if it's not garvei katum. But you can be masmich, because if the Gemara is talking about Hafzari here, then what's the Raya from a Brice about Shehiyah? So that, the Rifting goes back and helps you understand that it's really Lahashos Tanan, and that our Shaila is about Shehiyah, because if it was Lahafzir Tanan, and there's no Isser Shehiyah at all, according to Chananya, and the whole Shaila is about Hafzara, so why are you bringing a Raya from a Brice about Shehiyah? So the fact that the Gemara brings a Raya from a Brice about Shehiyah, the contrast between Shehiyah and Smicha, indicates that Lishos Tanan and not Lahafzir Tanan, and the Shaila is about Shehiyah, not about Hafzara. So the Rif understood the Shaila is about Shehiyah, and the Gemara is poshet the Shaila about Shehiyah, and is it addressing Hafzara? The Rif understood the fact that the Gemara asks the Shaila about Smicha, and the Gemara is poshet, or tends to be poshet, ultimately the Rif thinks is poshet, from a Braisa that distinguishes between Shehiyah and Smicha. So that, number one, tells you that the whole Shaila is about Shehiyah, and number two, that helps you go back and read the Mishnah as talking about Shehiyah, because if the Mishnah was only Lahafzir Tanan like Chananya, and there's no Isser of Shehiyah, then the Gemara wouldn't be asking you a Shaila about Shehiyah.
Meaning Smicha of Shehiyah would totally be Mutter if actual Shehiyah is Mutter?
Correct. So that's one of the Rif's rayas, why he thinks we're passing like Chananya over, like Chachamim over Chananya. But Hanogel in Yanenu, specifically, or locally right now, is that the Rif understood the Shaila Gemara is about Shehiyah, the Pshitusa, or attempted Pshitusa, the Rif thinks it is a Pshitusa, is about Shehiyah, and not Hafzar. The Ritva also learned that way, but the Ritva says the following: here, Lama Zayin and Aleph, Yibam Maskel, Ibai Lahu. So the Ritva says, "By Yon Bei Lamanda Amr Lo Yite Lo Yisha Emuter Lishos B'Smicha Ubei Lamanda Amr Lo Yafsir Emuter Lahafsir B'Smicha." The Ritva understood that no, the Shaila applies both Leinyan Shehiyah and Leinyan Hafzara. That even according to Chananya, it's still legitimate to ask a question about Hafzara. V'had armin antocha v'gabu d'asir v'ad yelenin chazara ein adin shaveh v'shneya. Because anyway, not everything is equal. I mean, when the Gemara says, contrast tocha v'gabu to Samuch, within Hafzara, even Tocha V'Gaba themselves are different, because you can be Mafsir Al-Gaba if it's Garfakatim, but you can't be Masbif Tocha even if it is Garfakatim, as we'll talk about a little bit later. But then he says, Dibur Maskil Tashma, that what's the Pshitus of the Gemara? So it's true that the Shaila, the Ritva says, is relevant Bein L'Shiyah, Bein L'Hafzara, but the Gemara is only Poshet, the Shaila about Shehiyah, as the Rif explained. The Gemara is Poshet from a Brice about Shehiyah, the contrast between Shehiyah and Smicha. So that's all the Gemara is Poshet. The Gemara is not Poshet, the Shaila about Hafzara. However, L'maisa, the Ritva says, that since we're talking about a Sveika, the Rabbanu Lukul, anyway, Lamaisa were Mekel. So the Gemara Shaila is about Shehiyah and Hafzara. The Gemara technically is only Poshet, the Shaila about Shehiyah, but since we're talking about an Issa, the Rabbanu, anyway, where Mekel, Lamaisa, says the Ritva on Hafzara, that Samuch would be Mutter, that Smicha would be Mutter, Hafzara wise, even if it's not Gufa Vituma. take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Perek Yimel Halacha Yud. We saw this previously, but we didn't focus on this line. The end of Perek Yimel Halacha Yud, after the Rambam outlines the Yisra Achzara, wherever there's an Isser Hachzara, there's an Isser of Smicha as well. So the Rambam also understood the heter of the Gemara of Shehi is only of Smicha is only for Shia, but the Rambam understood that there's an Isser Achzara lemaisa of in a smicha position as well. Question?
I was going to say so, and like everyone, like Griffith also agreed that if you think this gemara is only a heter legabe shahia, then you'll think that like Griffith is saying about the gemara from Kira.
Would that be problematic, even in this circumstance? Not necessarily. You could say like the Ritva, right? You could say that Hafsar is not addressed, but maybe Safed Yerban Lekula. But the Rambam is explicit that even that as far as Hafsar is concerned, Smicha is Aser.
What led the Rambam to say that?
So the Magen Avraham writes that the Rambam understood the Gemara's Shaila was only about Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos it's going to be Aser. I'm going to run Sifkat and Hay, which we'll come to in a little while for a different reason. And the Rashba understood, here also, Yibamaskal Ibailahu. That the Shaila Gemara is both Shehiya and Achzara, and the answer is both Shehiya and Tachzara. And even though the Rif seem to have a compelling raya that we're only talking about Shehiya because the Gemara is poshe from Rabbi about Shehiya, so Rashba says, and the Balmor says something similar, the Rashba says, that's Lav Dafka, who I did. That, yeah, we quoted Rabbi about Shehiya, but the Shailas of Shia and the Shailas of Achzara are equivalent, and it's true for Achzara as well. And therefore, the Gemara is Poshe one, the Gemara is Poshe the other. There's no fundamental difference. And just as Smicha is Mutter for Shia purposes, it's Mutter for Achzara purposes as well. Okay, so then even if it's hinichal gabe karka, it'll be mutter to be masmich, or to put kedera samuch to the kira, not ala kira. That's how Tosus understood the Gemara here as well. Yiramastel Mahu Lismoch. Bein Agufa Kabai. Ima Sisan Lahashis Tanan Kabai Lahashis Lahaxer. Lahaxer Tanan. Bishar Lahashis Avilatocha Vagaba. Bai Lahaxer Velishos. Hechajan Velisha Gamacham in the site. So wherever. Whatever the relevance is, whether it's Lishos Tanan or Lahaxer Tanan, that's what Gemara is asking. And the Gemara, the question of Smicha is relevant for both. Okay. So what is the rationale, or why would we distinguish between Smicha and Algaba? To be matir smicha, where actual hachzara is usher. The Mereshes Moshe quotes a Rabbeinu Prachya. Rabbeinu Prachya is printed in Bloy's Shitas Kanonim on Shabbos, one of his volumes on Shabbos. It was Rishon from Egypt post Rambam. I was surprised to find that they have it in the Bar Ilan. I have the old, I'm sorry? Yeah, so I have the old vibe of Shitas Kamonim at home. So I pulled it off the shelf, and then I was going to type it into my notes, and I saw that the Bar Ilan actually has it, so I can cut and paste. So the Rabbeinu Prachya has a line, Mutal Lismoch Lizos Hakira Shehuska Begavis of Eitzim, Afavishala Garfu Lokatma. So you could do smicha even if it's not garva katum. Zaha ein lo zikaron yeser mizeh. There's no greater heker than the fact that you are putting it samuch lakira and not alakira. The gali daite she'ein kavanaso ella lishmor chom kideraso blavad lo sheyamahir bishula klach. And your megaladas, and your intention is only to maintain the heat and not to be memaher bishula da ein tachta gecholim. Because after all, there are no gecholim under the kedera. So it sounds like that lashon potentially could account both for shemi echata and for Mefzik and Mevasha. We're not worried that you're going to do anything to be Mar Bishula, the no Gechalim underneath it. That takes care of Shem Yichata. And the Lashon of Gili Das is a hacker Lashon that definitely addresses Shem Yichata. So would you say that addresses?
He specifically is spoken on the Talmud, but this is Lo Shemahir Bishula.
Correct.
Even before you could apply it.
I'm sorry?
Before you could apply the idea to Nefzik
Mevasha. Right, that's what I'm asking. Would you, he's not addressing that. He's focusing on Shemichata. But the Lashonos of, yeah, I guess you're right. Right. I don't think it's fair to say that it's addressing Mefzik Mevasha. Right, I did it back. He's focused on Shem Yichata. There's no Shem Yichata. It's either there's no Gechalim there. It's not close to the Gechalim. And there's enough of a hecker. There's enough of a hecker. So it accomplishes the objective of both Garif and Kut. It's like Grifa and that there's no Gechalim at all. It's like Ketiva. If Ketim accomplishes a Heker or a Zikara. Okay. That's what he's focused on. And the Mereshes Moshe points out that Mishabrua sounds a little bit like that in Sifkata Tezayin. We haven't yet come to Mechaber Amah, but Mishabrua has a Lashon in Sifkata Tezayin. The cave in the Eino Ella Somik Lami Bachutz lo chomer haikira migruva viktuma hanal, the mutter sham lahasho safilo nisbasha kadesh lish vikana. That if it's not near, if not on the kira, so it's no worse than garf katan. Whatever garf katan accomplishes, this will accomplish as well. Lashon HaRashba, Mema Mebeis, Umikomakam Estabra. Lashon HaRashba is, V'afa pisha asu lahaksir al gabe kira shena grufa, V'liten l'chachil afil v'grufa k'tuma, afilu davar cham v'mavusha l'gamri, Hasam haini taima, Mishom de maxi kemavashel, L'fi shaderech bishol v'kach. Ava kenegan amadura, o b'kli rishon, she'ein darkon shabani adam, levashel kein rof ha'bamim, einu nira kemavashel, ela kemafig sina. So the Rashba says, the mefzi kemavashel, that if it's not al kira, it's near the kira, so there's no further mefzi kemavashel, that's not the normal way of cooking, and therefore smicha is going to be mutaris.
This is without
garvagatam. Again, the Rabbeinu Prachya focuses on that it's not, there's no Shem Yechata. The Rashba focuses on that there's no Mechzi Kimavashel. And Mereshes Moshe points out, Minchas Kohen says like that also, Minchas Kohen in Parakeh, that it's ein derech bishul b'kach, and if it's ein derech bishul b'kach, you're also not koshesh shema yichata. So it accomplishes both.
We're both okay with ein derech bishul b'kach.
I'm sorry.
Even the Rebbeinu Prachya is okay with being ein derech bishul
b'kach. Even correct, because it's not on the gachol.
Yeah.
But that line in the Rashba, that there's no mefzi kemavashel if it is samach. Rabbi Willie pointed out that's not necessarily muskan, and I mean, the way we just presented it, if you have a Rebbeinu Prachya and you have the Rashba, and they're just you're presenting potentially two complementary sides of the same coin, so then you can argue that the heter of smicha makes sense, b'achzara, whether you're concerned about mefzi kemavashel, whether you're concerned about shem yichata. Rabbi Willig points out, this is in Siman Dalet of the Mordechai, if you're too lazy to read in Hebrew, I think it's in the English book too. That based on an Or Sameach at the beginning of the third parak, and the Rishachtu likes the Or Sameach also, I think he quotes that the Rav liked the Or Sameach, but it's a lengthy piece. But the one Nakuda Nogelin Yanenu is that Rabbi Willig suggested it doesn't work with the Rashba. But Rabbi Willig suggested, based on this Or Sameach, in the following way, that maybe the machlokas we showed him here as to whether there is a heter of hafzara b'samach l'kira depends on whether the iser hafzara in general is based on mefzi kemavashel or based on shema yichata. That the Rif and the Rambam, who assume, as we discussed earlier, that the Isser Hafzara is only because of Mefzi Kemavashel. So maybe they hold, the Or Sameach assumes this in terms of the nature of Hafzara, but maybe they assume that smicha only accomplishes a removal of a shem yichatzah concern, but it doesn't address a mefsi kamavashal concern. So smicha is going to be mutter in a shehiyah context because there's no shem yichatzah, but maybe there's still a mefsi kamavashal, even if it's not al ish mamish, but if it's close enough that it could get to yatzal edispo, maybe there's still a mefsi kamavashal concern. And that's why the Rif, that's why the Rambam, maybe the Rif, assume that there's no heter for a smicha, perhaps otherwise. But Tosfos, the Balamor, who assume that the Isser Achzar is based on Shem Yechata, so then there's no reason to distinguish between Shehiyah and Tachzara, that the Masmich addresses Shem Yechata equally, both by Shehiyah and Tachzara. Again, that doesn't work with the Rashba, and the Rashba also messes up the Lishitaso, because the Rashba also holds that the Yisra Achzara is based on Mechzik and Mavashel, but the Rashba doesn't distinguish between Shehiyah and Achzara as far as Smicha goes. But Rabbi Willig always points out that the fact that a Lishitaso doesn't work for every Rishon doesn't mean that the Lishitaso is not valuable. The Lishitaso doesn't have to work for every Rishon, and that still could be true for other Rishonim, even if it's not true for the Rashba. But at least the Rashba is not only is the point that the Rashba says Tafsara is Mishim Mechzik Mavashel and doesn't distinguish between Shia and Tafsara, but the Rashba is explicit that there's no Mechzik Mavashel if it is Samach. Okay. Be that as it may, how do we paskin? So previously we saw the Mechaber and Sif Aleph in the context of Shehiyah. So that's Pashut, that's Muskam, that Smicha is Mutter Shehiyah-wise, even if the key was not Gufuk Tuma. But the Mechaber makes no mention of a heter of smicha for hafzara. And the Magen Avraham Sifkat today, the Messiah in the Rambam that we saw, he assumes the Mechaber is going like the Rambam, that there is no heter of smicha for hafzara. Here, there's a achlokas adelgam revavim mevikim eger of note that the Mishabur discusses. If you look in the Dagon Revav at the beginning of the Simon on this Magen Avraham Sifkat and Hay, Dagon Revav writes, yeah, I bought this Shulchan Aruch, one of the used farm stores that have another Shulchan Aruch here. But whoever was the previous Bailim of this Shulchan Aruch underlined this line in the Dagon Revav. So Dagon Revav writes, Hainu lismoch tchila b'Shabbos, aval im samach me'erev Shabbos, mutter lahachzir v'lismoch. This is going on the Magen Avraham citation in the Rambam that there's no heter of hachzara b'samach. He says that's only true if we're talking about being masmich on Shabbos. But if you're masmich on Erev Shabbos, then you remove it, so then you can return it to that state of samach on Shabbos. And Rav Eger argues, Milchilas Kvot Arasso ain't okay. Ala Kavanas Magen Avraham, the Lahach Dei the Lo Kaimalan Kechananya, the Zeushita Tarif. then we say Chazara Aser Bismicha. But if you assume that the Yesh Omer that we pass on like Hananya, so then Chazara is going to be Mutter. What's this all about? So take a look how the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Sifkatan Tesvav. Okay, again, the Mechaber says, in the context of Shehiyah, Mutter Lisma Ochla Kedera Besam Mechutzala, says in Mishnah Berurah Tesvav, Yesh Omrim, Shelo Shrin An Hacha Kiyem Asmicha Be'er Shabbos, La Shosa Misha Techshach. Aval L'Hafzir B'Shabbos, Asra Filu B'Smicha. It's only Shehiyah that's Mutter, B'Smicha B'Nan Achzara. Virakli svarashni a muskar b'sof hasif mutar afilu b'chazar al pi ofanim environments of base. And there's only a heter of smicha if you hold like the Yesh Omrim, like Hananya. So only then do we say that there's a heter of chazara b'samach. So the Mechaber would deny any situation in which there'd be a heter of Chazara B'Samach at all, under all circumstances. It's only according to the Yesh Omer that there's a heter. The Mechaber doesn't hold the Yesh Omer. It's only the Ramah who does. And that's why the Ramah says in... Let's go backwards. First, look at the Ramah in the end of Sif Hei. For in this bar, Shinagel Hakel b'Chazar b'Shabbos Afilu v'Nichol Gabekarka, who adin lismoch l'tanur she'en agar v'katum, hovel v'akdeir adayin cham u'mevushach l'tzarcho, v'chein aminek pashel l'hatir, to allow for being masmich to a kira. And the Ramah in Sif Beis, Ramah writes toward the end of Sif Beis, Dafkal Gabi Kira Mamish, you should be Machmir, Avalismoch, Afila Samach Le'esh, Bemachim Shiaz Ledesbo, Shari, Afila Samach Le'chashecha. So back to Mishnah Berurah Tesvav. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Isser of Smicha is absolute, according to the Mechaber. There's no Hatter of Smicha under any circumstances. Hatzlar is Aser even the Samach. Aval Kamach Ronim Cholkem Alzeh, V'daitam D'Chazar B'Smicha Mutter L'Kuli Alma. That's the Dago Mirvava. Sharetzion quotes, that's the Ram Shemara, that's what we saw in the Ritva. And look in the Beralacha, he expands on this. Mutter Lismochla. I am a Shabura, Mashakazim Shem Yishomim, Udas Magan Avram, Lefima Shabiru Kiveger, the Tamal Dagam Vava, Eich Rosa Lahatir Bechazara. Ube'emes is pale al tmihaso. Why is Rukim Eger so bothered by the Dago Mervava? Hello, bebrise the shtei kiros, mefurasham b'seifa, demutter gam chazara. What's he talking about? So go back to, this was the Dago Mervava's raya. Go back to the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tashma, third long line, Shtei Kiros Hamas Imos, you have two Kiros that are like fit into each other. Achas Grufa Vektuma, Achashena Grufa Vektuma. So you have two Kiros that are next to each other that fit in like a puzzle. One of them is Garvakadim, one's not. Mashin algabe grufa viptuma. You're allowed to be masha on the one that's garfakatum. The afalgab because salagle havla meidach. Even though the one that is in Garvakatam is going to affect the heat level of the one that is Garvakatam. Right? So the Gemara wants to bring this as a raya, so it must be that Smichas Mutter, because here you're allowed to put something on the Garvakatam. If it's right next to the one that's not Garvakatam, even though the one that's not Garvakatam is going to impact on the heat. And where are we, Jax? Dilma, Shani Hasa, maybe you can bring a raya from that case. The Kevan Dimbidlaya Shalaba Avira. That since the Kedera is on top of the Kira, it's not inside the Kira, it's on top of the Kira, so the air is going to mitigate the effect of the Hevel from the other Tanur, from the other Kira. So that's what the Dagmar Ravavat said. Okay, so that's the first brisa. And then the Gemara says there was another Tashma. So that then the verse, the second verse says Tashma, the Amr of Safra, Amr of Chia, Kitma Vinislabsa Som Chinla. So if you did Kitima and then it ignited again, if you were Kotem de Gechalim, but then they lit up again, Som Chinla, you're still allowed to be Masmich Kedera next to the Kira. Umekayim in Aleha, and you can keep it there. V'nolin mimena umechzir, and you can take it away and put it back. Shmamina lismoch nami. So apparently, smicha is mutter. The Gemara says either was katum, and the Gemara gets out of that. So. The Mishnah Berurah says, What's the raya of the Dagum Rebava? Dagum Rebava just said the raya is from the Brice of Sheikh with Masimas. He doesn't explain. So the Mishmura explains a little bit here. What's Rebbe Kivager bothered by? Hello, Bibraisa, the Shtekiras, Mefurasham, the Seifa, the Mutter, Gam Chazara. So in the second Tashma, the Gemara says that we're Matir Chazara. In Cain, the Fi Sagadaitach, the Gemara, the Hu Bechlau, Smicha, Mimela Muchach, the Gam Chazara Mutter. So in the Sagadaitach of the Gemara, that Brisa is talking about Smicha, and the second stage of the Gemara says is irrelevant to Chazara. So you see that Smicha's mutter for Chazara. The after Machi Shani Hassan that came in the middle of Shalabay Avira, even though the Gemara is Docha the Rai from Shteki with Masimos, the Maskana the Shrin and Smicha, Lo Tzarech Lai Shinuya. But in the end, once he proved in the second and third Brisa Smicha's mutter, you don't have to come on to that dechia from the first brisa, and you can understand that brisa shekiyus with masimas is in fact a legitimate raya to the din of smicha. That smicha then would be mutter even for hafzara. He thinks there's no tumi on the dog of Vava. That's how the Nod Mehudi read the Gemara. That anyway, slice it, there's going to be a heter of Hafsar Besamach. And that's how Tosas understood. So then, even according to the Mechaber, at least in a case where it was there before Shabbos and you moved it off, or it was there and then you moved it off and put it back, like the case of the second Brisa, then that should be mutter l'kule alma, even according to the Mechaber. The Bar Lacha says this again at the very end of the Simen, lismoch, hine lefima shebir dagum rivav reisha simen, es devir magen avram, Muchach darama kaya smicha lechachila b'shabbos. Vezo dochek. Echa demai kamer amahu adin lismach. Mai shayich smicha lechachila inyan anachal gabi karka. Zo dehai inyan akai leinyan chazara shabbatim b'shabbos baboker bin atanur. Shemina m'moshiva nesol tanur b'sechoref. Yosinacha Kamosha Mefarish Bekudisha Bekiv Eger, the Ramah Mayri Linyan Chazara, El Kain Shemefarish Eve Ramah, Kimo Shebe Arnu. So here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Bekiv Eger seems more reasonable. What's the issue? That if you understand in the Mechaber, like the Magen Avraham, that even the Mechaber will agree that if you have something that's samach when Shabbos begins and you remove it, then you could put it back. And the Mechaber only asks smicha, it was never there to begin with. So then if the Ramah is being cholag on the Mechaber and be more mekel, it must be the Ramah is even mekel smicha l'chachila b'shabbos. Right? The Ramah is arguing on the Mechaber somewhere. So the Magen Avraham says the Mechaber is not as extreme as you would think. Even the Mechaber will agree there's a situation where smicha's mutter, namely, if it was there and Shabbos began, you removed it, you put it back. Right? But if that's the case, and the Mechaber agrees to that, so the Ramah is being more mekel, must allow smicha, even if it's smicha mechadash, even if it was never there in Shabbos began. Right? So here the Bar Lacha says that's less of a smooth read in the Ramah, in the Ramah at the end of the Siman. What are we talking about in the end of the Siman? So the Ramah says that im akedero sadayin chamin, So if you have a pot and you want to put it near the radiator or near the tanur beis hachoref, you're allowed to do that because that is called smicha. So the Ramah compares this heter of putting a pot opposite the radiator to hinicha al gabe karka. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. If the Ramah is talking about smicha l'chachila, so what's the comparison to hanach al gabe karka? Hanach al gabe karka is where it was on the flame when Shabbos began and you moved it. So he thinks that Rav Akiva Eiger now is a more compelling read of the Ramah and the Ramah here than is only Matir Chazara, where it was on the flame or samach when Shabbos began. Yep. So based on this second Be'er Halacha, then it would be harder to be more makel about smicha hachzara wise if it's going to reach Yad Saledispa, if it wasn't there when Shabbos began. Okay, so I think we'll come back to this as it relates to moving things on a blech after we talk about the next sugya of toch. Yeah.
Could we just repeat what exactly is the Dagom Rebaba's Raya in the Gemara?
So the way the Mishnah Berurah explains the Dagom Rebaba's Raya is that the Gemara has a brisa of Shtei Kiruas Hamas Imos, where if you have one kira that's enigru fatuma, the fact that there's heat that's going to affect the kira that is garfakatum doesn't pose a problem. So that is a model of samach. And then in the next brisa, it emerges that the Gemara assumes that samach, or the question of samach, is relevant for hachsara purposes. So we're talking about a case where, as Gemara says, somchin la mekayim in alev and olim imenu machzirin la, a case where was samach, you remove it and you put it back. Apparently you see that the Gemara here is addressing a case of hachzara where it was there, you took it off, you put it back, and that stands l'maskana. Then everyone should agree that that case of Achzara, Bisamach would be mutter.
Sounds pretty compelling. Sounds like at that point the Be'er Halacha didn't exclude necessarily.
I'm sorry?
It sounded like at that point the Be'er Halacha didn't necessarily think that the Be'er Halacha could get out of it.
Well, he has it as a strong costume with Kuvager, but Kuvager is
enough on me.
So the Mishnah Berurah in asking Rabbi Kivager assumed that the Dechia of Madli doesn't stand. Maybe if the Dechia of Madli does stand, so then you read the Gemara differently. We have to work out the stages of the Gemara.
You know, Madli is one of the first one.
Right. So that's reject. Right. But if Madli stands, if the word to the Gemara, and it's not even clear that was the raya, the Magen Avraham, the Dogma of Sasa. He says raya from Shekiyus Masibas. So the Mishmura tries to help what the raya was, but it could be that wasn't. You have to work out the details again. Okay. Now, the related question is Tocha Tanur. That's the Gemara on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down. Tashma, Adam Reb Chelba, Amar Reb Chama, Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Lo Shenu El Agaba, Abba L'Tocha Aser. So there's a Memra of Reb Chelba, Amar Rav, that there's a difference between Agaba and L'Tocha. Then the Gemara tries to figure out, is that a Raya for L'Hachzer or Lishos, and there's no pshitusa, could go either way. So, la lacha. In our context of chazara, of achzara, the Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, v'dafka al gaba, abu l'tocha aser, that even in a kira, the hezer of achzara is only on top of the tanur, top of the kira, but not inside the kira. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Zion, V'daf gal gaba, Hainu al ovi daf noseha mil mala. On the thickness of the walls of the kira on top. Oh, shesam kisu al chalala, v'amid akadera al kisu. Or the kira is open on the top, you put a cover on top of it, and you put the kadera on top of the cover. Even if you stick the kedera into the airspace of the kira, but it's not totally submerged in the kira, some of it is above the line of the kira. Kedera chakedera shaksara lamata v'rachba milmala. Gam kemuchal gabav havei lamikri tocha el kishishavet kedera al karkar sakira. Tatocha means it's all the way submerged in the kira, touching the bottom. But as long as it sticks up above the top of the kira, as long as some of the kedera sticks up above the top of the kira, that's considered algaba, not considered tocha. The Sharitzian or Nunbez is Mitzayni Yushalmi that says it has to stick up three tvachim, and he wonders why the poskim don't quote this Yushalmi. What is the reason that tocha is a problem? So the Ramban writes, Lam Zayin Amad Aleph Dir Maskel Hadar Minan. Nistabril Hu B'Gemara the Chazara the Chamir Tocha. When it comes to Achzara, excuse me, Tocha is more Chamir than Algaba. Mishum De Nafish Havla. So inside the Kira, even though it's a Kira, not a Tanur, there's still a lot of Hevel. V'Nira Kem B'Vashel B'Shabbos. The Afal Pisha Garvikata. So the reason that Tocha is Asur, says the Ramban, is even though it's Garvikata, and even though it's a kira, not a tanur, but still nafish havla. So if you have a kedera that's going to be totally inside the cavity of the kira, so you can't return it there on Shabbos, even if all the tanai hafzara are fulfilled, even if it's gar v'katum, because it's mechzi k'mevashel. And the Meiri writes, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Dir Maskul Kvar Be'arnu, that Hafzar is Asir Latocha, Afik Duma, Nimnei Shehu Matmin Lehedya Beremetz. He's going with the Rashi approach to Hafzara, that it's a Tashi and Hafzara, that is all Hadmana related. Nimnei Shehu Matmin Lehedya Beremetz, the Nimsa Mechata. I think it means that you are Mechata, but Shami Mechata. But you may come to be mechata, because it's all mutman there. The feel of the grufa. What do you mean shami mechata? It's garuf. For a pirashnu she iafshar legrufa below gechalam. There's no garuf is never foolproof. It says especially if you hold that garuf doesn't require being garuf everything. Right, that's the Rambam, that garuf isn't foolproof, which is why there's an isser and a tanur. The Salva Balmoris problem. So the Meiri frames this in the Rashi world view that it's Hatmana related, but even if it's not Hatmana related, that point, the Shami Yachata may be true, that he expresses a Shami Yachata concern. If it's inside the Kira, that may still lead to Shami Yachata, even if it is Garifakatu. Now it's more. I'm sorry. So that's what the Meiri says. Garif is never foolproof. Right? That's like what the Rambam explained. Why is there an Isser B'Tanur that's Garifakatu? Because even Garif isn't foolproof, and you may still have some coals left. It's easy to understand the Mexican Mavashel approach. I think if it's inside the Kira, if there's so much heat, it's still Mexican Mavashel. But the Meiri frames that even if you're a Shema Yechata person, you can still explain a Shema Yechata concern, more B'dochek maybe, but you can still explain a Shema Yechata concern, Toch HaTanur. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nun Ches, Abba L'Tocha Aser, Dekeimet Shehu Ma'amid L'Socha, Kederech Shemivashlin Ba Tadir, Nira Kimivashel. That since you're Mamid Lasocha, the way that you do it normally, meaning it's normal to put a pot in the Kira, Nira Kimivashel. So he mitzayin the Rashi Ramban, we saw it in the Ramban.
Next line.
Yeah, the next line is if it's not a properly constructed kira, if it's all flat, osan akiras she'ein lam toch v'chalal elahem pshutos v'tochem agaben echad Mutter lahafzir lehen dein alein shem toch. Imish eish bekira, that's something else. So that's equivalent to our gas range. If it's all flat, there's nothing holding it in. So then toch and algaba is all the same. That's a din of algaba. But then this comes up again. The Sifhei, the Rama says, "V'yesh matirin litein l'soch hatanur sha'afu bo mibo yom, d'me'achar shalowit minubo rak afu bo mibo yom, l'nisha bo rak hevel ma'at, v'en lachush l'bishol." If you have the pandish, the kugel, that was in Spanish called sarfo, Be'er Shabbos, Yesh Matirin, to put it in a tanur, in a situation where the tanur is not on anymore, so there's only Hevel Ma'at. So Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat and Sadi, Hainu Shenosim B'Shabbos B'Boker B'Toch HaTanur, Hatav Shoshenes Ba'ashel Kedei Shiyis Chamein, So that's a case where it's not heated up anymore. The heat has largely dissipated. In that case, there's no mechzi kemevashel. Ramosha writes in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Dalid, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadi Dalid, about our Tanurim. So he says, L'tocha Tanur Pasha Sha'aser, Shesham Huvadai Chom Gadol, Vagame Eish Megula. So to be matched or something into our Tanurim, even though our tanurim, we still have a din of akira, but for hafzara purposes, there's a lot of heat. The flame is open. The gam lefamim who samach lad defanos ba'oven shukein admana, and it may be so insulated, it may be admana, which we'll talk about. The imu tanur gadol, the ein nira ba'va eish klal, the ein oderach bishul kabachol, the loyacha lovely, they have so ledes, yesh lahadu gam betoch hatanur, it's so big, and it's not derech bishul, and it's not going to come to Yatzal Ledes, could be mutter, al kim dumani, shaleka ofen kazek klal. There's no such thing as a tanur that's on, that's not going to come to Yatzal Ledes. So Rabbi Eider quotes this as a machlokas between Rav Aaron Cutler and Rav Moshe on page 354. Page 354, footnote, tough, Kuf Samuk Gimel. So he writes in the body of the text, returning food into our ovens is questionable, even with the conditions of Hachzara. What does he say in the footnote? Shemati b'shem of Aaron Cutler, shelatanurim shalanu mutter l'hachzir. Why? The time of the ikar bishul shalahem hayim b'socho. It used to be b'yamin kamonim, ikar bishul was inside an oven. So there's more mechzi kemevashel inside the oven because that's where they did the ikar cooking. But we cook on the range as much as we cook in the oven, so it's all the same. So therefore, as long as you have tanai hatzara, inside outside is all the same. The Aruch HaShulchan didn't make this up. The Aruch HaShulchan says this. Aruch HaShulchan, Reish No Gimel Sukkot and Yud Zayin. Tanurim Shalanu Shadina Kekira Ubehed Lek Al Gaban V'tamin Ma'amidan B'Sochan Lek Achilak Bazeh V'tocha Havik Al Gaban. It's all the same. Says Aruch HaShulchan, Zeu Kavanas HaShil Tegiborim Shehevi Magen Avram. What's that? Take a look at the Magen Avram. Sif Katan Kaf Beis. Magen Avraham Kaf Beis. Al Gaba. Midasas and Rabbi Silseif. Shema Amina Disfir. Leida Filu Tala Kedev Lesoch Avir Akira Shari. Delo Mikri Toch El Kesha Yoshev Lamata Rekarkas Akira. That's what you saw the Mishnah Berurah. The cost of Shilta Giborim. Bekiras Shalanu Shem Shutos. Toch Avi Al Gaba Echad Eina Mutter. That's what you saw the Mishnah Berurah. That if our kiros are pshutos, tochel gab is the same. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to have expanded. This is not just if, excuse me, not just if it's the whole kira is a range, but if the function of the range and the inside of the kira is the same and the utility is the same, so then even tochel has a din of al gaba. And that's Shevet Alevi, Chela Gimel Simon Kavchas, or Vosner also is Nota Lahakel Anaxara into an oven, Bitsirif, other factors. However, then Rabbi Eider goes on, Avodasra Moshe Lassor, Kakas Beshuv Sofase for Oslabed Bays in the back here. Sheyesh Gam Besoka Din Kira, Shemutra Lishos Velo Lahaxir. That it has a din of a kira, and the orfer hachzara is going to be usher. However, it goes from a Moshe that if you have an insert that you put into the oven, either like you do on Pesach, you have an insert that covers like a box that you stick into the oven that covers the entire, all four sides of the oven. So that's like a super garif or super katam. And that would help to allow for hafzara. So the Baron Cutler allowed returning it without anything, because as long as he covered the knobs, lishitaso, that's katam. Rabbi Eider says, I don't understand Ramosha. So when it comes to he says, I don't understand, Rabbi, I don't understand Rav Aaron. That when it comes to Shehiya, if you cover the knobs, so that accomplishes Shami Yachata. But I'm sorry, you have to be worried about Mafsik and Mavashel. So what does it help to cover the knobs if inside the tanur it all looks the same? So Moshe said, no, that our ovens have a din of toch, unless you make a proper real ketima. So that's what Stimas wrote poskim is like Ramosha. That's what Shmir Shabbos is so same, that you can't return something into an oven. That's what the Aruch HaShabbos writes. That's what Rabbi Karp writes in the name of Rabbi Yashiv. That's what Rabbi Willig assumes. Now, what about crockpots? So if you have the old-fashioned crockpot, is that toch? So we haven't yet discussed. You know, we mentioned already the old-fashioned crockpots, their potential Shia problems, their potential Amana problems, and their potential Hatzara problems. This is the Hatzara problem. Is that considered toch? If you're putting the insert totally into the pot. The Aruch HaShabbos has an arichas about crockpots, mostly about Amana, Simon Bays and the Beiruim in the back. But he's done about Hafsar as well. And with this we will close for today. He says, Yesh La'ayin in these crockpots. So does it have a din of Akira? That you can't be Mafsir Lesocha. Or do we say that since there's a Hefsik between the bottom of the kedera and the machshir achimum and the heating element. So maybe that's a din of al gaba. Or do we say no? The whole concern is mafsik mevashel. So this is derek bishul lekach even bimos hakol. Ein lecha mafsik mevashel gadol mizeh. Then he quotes, he asked the shaila to Rishon Zalman. Rishon Zalman responded. He's asking about Hatmana and about Hatsara. So Rishon Zalman responds, this is Tavshin Nun Hey, the end of his life. Then he writes, first he writes as far as Hatmana in Lahaka. And then he says, so it sounds like he had never seen a crackpot before. It was the way, you know, we quoted last time, Rav Yashiv's tshuva about the American crackpots. When Rabbi Rubin wrote the Shaila to Rishon Zalman, he also refers to it as Shaila Mitsuya no Gasla Maisa Mamish Perov Bate Yehudim Agar Mesos Abris the God Baharbi Batim Kamber Tishra. Rishon Zalman says, "Ach akar shir isi asakideros v'nishalti akach, amarti she'aser gam shehiya ulahachsir." So, man is a problem. She is a problem. Achzar is a problem. Rakia asi lo lasas kideira pshuta shel pach ubechol erev Shabbos yafsiku ba bein kideiros atavshel v'machshir. So, you should have a West Bend crackpot. The tov she take gambo letes v'nikeres shima sekes b'neim the gamma me'etes k'sas chomach hashmal. So that's what Rabbi Gelber, Rabbi Rubin is marach about. If you raise it, so raising it potentially solves the amana problem that we discuss, that we'll discuss, and it could solve the tov problem as well. That if you raise it on the bottom, you put your balls of aluminum foil on the bottom, so then it's emerging, it's sticking up above the baseline, so that could make it considered al gaba as opposed to the socha. But short of that, if you don't raise it, so not only is it not a problem, but if it's potentially a hafzara problem as well. Okay, yeah.
Just assuming that the contents of your crockpot are covered off, so is it gonna make that much of a difference to hafzara, or I guess only if you're contaminated in hafzara and you
if you're yeah, tough kind of sorry. Right. It's already cooked, you're taking it off Shabbos morning or maybe late Friday night and then putting it back on. Okay, stop here for today. And so next time we have to talk about the Shita Saran in the Sina Mechadash and Kedera Gabi Kedera and Kedera Reikonis.
Something.